This is The Best Worst Thing, a Guardian TV story written by Tefanglifish, read by Seth, S-E-F. Summary. It was bad enough that the envoy was mistaken for a children's entertainer. Even worse, the Jiayinlan found out. The Best Worst Thing.
Finally, you're here. I was about to think you wouldn't show. Hurry inside or you're not getting paid.
There seems to be a misunderstanding.
Rarely did Shen Wei allow Hai Xing Ren to find him standing on a street corner wearing the envoy's robes. But it had been a long night that followed an equally long day. He'd been distracted as he watched Jiayinlan drive off, his jeep full of SID staff and the suspect they'd finally apprehended after a week of chasing him. The man, a Hai Xing Ren accused of murdering several Di Xing Ren, would remain in SID custody, and there had been no room in the jeep for the envoy to ride with them. Shen Wei had every intention of opening a portal to SID headquarters when the hand clamped on his forearm.
"He's here! He's here! He's here!"
a young girl's voice shrieked.
"This is going to be the best birthday ever."
Her father, the woman still clutching Shen Wei's arm, hissed.
"It's a high-paying client. If this party isn't good, we're all fired. You may not care, but I have a grandmother and my own daughter to support, so if you mess this up for me, you're dead."
Then she gave Shen Wei a shove toward the venue door, where an army of small children were peering out at him. He didn't have to go inside. The woman didn't possess the physical strength to force him through the door. Shen Wei could wipe everyone's memory and portal away. It was the best option, honestly. But the woman's whispered words reminded him of Li Chen's struggles to take care of her grandmother and the toil it had taken on one of his most promising students.
"What do I need to do?" he heard himself asking.
"I don't know. You're the clown. Entertain them."
"Shouldn't they eat first?" he asked, hoping for an out.
"They already did. All that's left is your bit. Now get to it."
The next hour proved one of the most trying in all of his long life. 7-year-old children, it turned out, were immune to the glare that had made Shen Wei's most hardened battlefield opponents cower. They also had more questions than an introductory biology section full of non-majors.
"Why do you only wear black?" one little boy asked.
"It doesn't show stains," Shen Wei managed. That answer led to a rather uncomfortable few minutes, where a swarm of children did their best to make him more festive, leaving him decorated in red streamers and with a balloon tied to his wrist.
"Are you a superhero?"
a little girl wanted to know.
"No, I'm an ordinary children's entertainer."
The party guests seemed to believe him, or maybe they simply had short attention spans, because they continued on without challenging what was an obvious lie.
"Have you ever been in movies?"
"No," Shen Wei answered honestly.
"Well, you should be, but you need a weapon. Maybe a big knife on a stick."
"I'll keep that in mind," Shen Wei promised.
"Can I try on your mask?" the birthday girl asked.
"It won't fit you."
"Do you know any magic tricks?" she demanded.
That question gave Shen Wei the opening he needed to regain some semblance of control over the situation. The dark energy that allowed him to levitate birthday gifts shut off the exuberant children's music blaring from a distorted overhead speaker, or juggle balls of swirling energy, could easily be excused as magic. It was exhausting. Shen Wei had already drained much of his dark energy reserves while chasing the suspect. But he did his best, and it seemed to work, because when his hour was over, the birthday girl cornered him with a plate. "You can have some of my cake," she told him. And while Shen Wei normally declines sweets, unless they happen to be lollipops stealthily delivered by one man, and one man only, he accepted her offer, the sugary frosting helping him recover from the ordeal he just survived. As he ate, he listened to the girl's father congratulating the venue manager on his performance. "I thought it was going to be a washed-up clown," the man was telling her. "But that was something else. I'll recommend your parties to all of my friends with children." "There you are," a familiar voice called, distracting Shen Wei from his eavesdropping. "Slacking on the job, I see." Shen Wei wasn't sure how he felt about Zhao Yinlan's sudden appearance. On the one hand, he was always happy to see the man. At the same time, the circumstances in which Zhao Yinlan had discovered him were less than ideal. "And look at this," Zhao Yinlan continued, picking at the streamers Shen Wei still wore. "You finally took my advice and added some color to your wardrobe. It suits you." The smirk Zhao Yinlan gave him made something flare in Shen Wei's belly. A bit of frustration mixed with something entirely inappropriate for their current surroundings. "And you are?" the woman who reminded Shen Wei of Li Chen asked. "His good friend," Shen Wei supplied, in a tone that would have been more intimidating if there wasn't a balloon with the cartoon character's face bobbing from his wrist. "I would have been here sooner," Zhao Yinlan said, "but I had to wait for the ambulance to arrive. There was a very inebriated clown passed out a few doors down." "Oh!" Shen Wei turned to find the woman staring at him with horror on her face. "You weren't the entertainer we hired." That realization led to a profuse apology that went on at length, until Zhao Yinlan intervened, asking for her phone so they could leave her on the line with Guo Chongchen, while he and Shen Wei slipped out a side exit. "Xiao Guo will calm her down," Zhao Yinlan promised, as Shen Wei transformed his clothes from the envoy's robes to a suit in the secluded alleyway. "He has lots of experience with awkward misunderstandings." "The suspect?" Shen Wei asked as they headed toward the jeep. "Confessed everything and is locked up tight. Your end of the paperwork can wait a day or two. I think you've had enough excitement for one night." "The evening was challenging," Shen Wei confessed. It was a relief to sink into the passenger seat and close the car door behind him. "Ah, but you did great. I caught the last 10 minutes of your show. You're a natural, Shen Wei. Maybe you should consider changing jobs. You could quit the university. I could be your agent. If you get tired of the mask, clown makeup would..." "No, absolutely not." He didn't mean for a thin layer of ice to web across the windshield, but Zhao Yinlan's proposal made his control slip. "Fine, fine," Zhao Yinlan said, turning the key in the ignition before adjusting the defroster. But you are good with children. That's an important trait for a clown.
Shunwei gave an annoyed sigh, too tired to argue.
It can also be an important trait, Zhao Yunlan continued as he pulled into traffic, for a husband.
Shunwei spared a quick glance to his left, but Zhao Yunlan gave nothing away, with his eyes locked on the road. This wasn't the first time Zhao Yunlan had mentioned marriage and Shunwei in the same sentence. He'd brought it up during the very first case they'd worked on together, back when Zhao Yunlan considered him a potential suspect. Shunwei knew Zhao Yunlan liked to playfully taunt him. But to Shunwei's knowledge, he also hadn't been on a date or had anyone over since Shunwei moved across the hall. He knew better than to let himself get lost in a ridiculous daydream. But he couldn't help but wonder if there was more to Zhao Yunlan's words than offhand teasing.
Are you saying I should be someone's husband? Shunwei finally asked.
If it would make you happy, Zhao Yunlan said. I've seen how you have a soft spot for people trying to protect their relatives, and you were good with those children.
It just seems like you might want a family.
Family doesn't always mean children, Shunwei countered. Zhao Yunlan had no way of knowing about Yizan and Kunlun, or of how Shunwei had failed to keep them both close to him and under his protection.
True, Zhao Yunlan agreed. You'd make a good husband regardless.
Are you trying to... Shunwei searched for the term his students used.
Hook me up with someone?
Zhao Yunlan laughed. Maybe I was at first, but now I think something more permanent would better suit you, like a partner. Or, if that's not what you're looking for, a very good friend.
Shunwei knew what it sounded like Zhao Yunlan was offering. But the day had been long, the evening stressful, and he refused to assume, not with something so important.
And do you know someone who would be interested in me as a husband, if I wasn't sure about children? His tongue felt heavy, but he managed to say the words.
Shunwei, the city is full of people interested in you.
But there is someone specific I was thinking of, yes. Someone who would be happy to build a family with you, with children or without. What this person really wants is you. They had made it to their building, leaving the Jeep in silence as they headed inside and up the stairs. It would be easy enough to follow Zhao Yunlan into his apartment and show him just how much Shunwei wanted him back. There was no need to talk about all the secrets Shunwei still hadn't divulged. They could build a life together on a solid foundation of love and longing. And if Zhao Yunlan had broached the topic earlier, maybe that's what Shunwei would have done. But masks and secrets had caused enough complications for one day. And Shunwei wasn't going to get this wrong, not if he could help it. So when Zhao Yunlan unlocked his door, Shunwei didn't make a move to go inside.
The person you mentioned, the one who's interested in me?
Do you think that person will still be interested in the morning?
Yes.
Then they should come over for breakfast so we can discuss their proposal. The lines of worry on Zhao Yunlan's face vanished as he beamed at Shunwei and nodded. And, Shunwei continued,
an exhausted rush of emotions leaving him emboldened. Maybe that person should call out of work tomorrow, so we have plenty of time to talk.
I'll be there first thing, Zhao Yinlan promised.
He turned toward his apartment, but Shen Wei found himself reaching out for Zhao Yinlan, gently catching his wrist before he could go inside. Zhao Yinlan looked back at him, and something in Shen Wei's eyes must have given him away, because Zhao Yinlan stepped toward him, leaving little space between them. The warm affection on his face was so reminiscent of how Kunlun had looked at Shen Wei all those years ago, leaving Shen Wei so lost in it that he didn't entirely realize what he was doing until their lips were pressed together. The kiss only lasted a few seconds, and then Zhao Yinlan was pulling back.
Until tomorrow, he murmured.
Until tomorrow, Shen Wei agreed. He felt like he was floating as he headed across the hall.
Oh, and hey, Lao Ge,
Zhao Yinlan called from his doorway.
Do you think the SID could book you later on this month?
Xiao Guo's birthday is coming up and we're planning a surprise party.
Don't scowl at me like that. He'd love it. And you'd be brilliant. Good night.
Then Zhao Yinlan's door slammed shut, leaving Shen Wei to retreat into his own home to spend what would hopefully be his last night sleeping alone.
End.